Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, August the 2nd. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down a quarter of a cent at 6.45, September wheat up 14 cents at 7.17 and three quarters, and November beans down 7.5 cents at 13.41. We didn't see any export sales here this morning. Export inspections out at 10 o'clock. I don't think they're going to be anything too stellar. We've got crop progress tonight. Some people were looking for a 2 to 3% decline in corn and bean ratings. I'm not quite so sure it'll be that bad out here. We have had some rains. It hasn't been overly hot. There's been plenty of dew. So I just don't know if the crops are going to lose that much from one week to the other. But I suppose it's possible. The weather, you know, I look at it and I just don't see a whole lot of moisture out here, but I don't see a whole lot of heat either. But the beans and corn were lower overnight. September beans were down a couple of cents. September corn was down a couple of cents. December was only down a quarter, but the beans were down 7 to 12 cents. I'm not sure why. I think the bean oil certainly had something to do with it. Bean oil is down 91 ticks. Yesterday or last night, the palm oil was down sharply as exports were down. They were down 7.7% month to month. So that certainly didn't help. And the palm oil took a break in the market, and that carried over into Chicago. So I think that was really the main pressure on the beans last night. You know, bean oil has really been the leader for the last 7-8 months. And if the bean oil gives it up, it's going to be tough to see that we're going to see, you know, much higher bean prices out here. Corn market, the funds are still heavily long, 220 or so thousand contracts of corn. We've got the report a week from Thursday. I would think production's going to be down, but I would also guess that the demand may be down too. So we're going to have to see. It's kind of a guessing game here. There are some, you know, puts out here that make an awful lot of sense to get through this report. You want to buy them before next week. They'll pump up the volatility next week. So if you want something, I would get it here this week. But, you know, these markets have a habit of opening lower, closing higher, closing lower. So we'll have to see if they come back, if the wheat's enough to give it the strength. The weather in the wheat, it's still very dry in Argentina. The plains, the Canadian plains look like they're going to get some rains, but our plains in the Dakotas still look very dry to me. So it's a little bit of a mixed bag out here, but overall, I think there should be some stress on these crops, corn and beans. I think it'll show up a little bit in tonight's crop progress report. And even if we sell off today, I think there'll be plenty of people that'll buy it before the close, looking for lower numbers in the crop progress reports. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.